Good morning. Happy game day eve, live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Buck Rising here with you until 1 o'clock. Happy to be here with you. Happy to have you involved with today's show because you got to be excited. Tomorrow is game day between the Tennessee Titans and the Cincinnati Bengals. We're going to be talking about it all morning and into the afternoon, all day long here on 104.5 The Zone. Lucas Panzeca, he's hanging back. He's hanging out back in the studio. I got Kirby Allen. Kirby, I got Christian out here with me. We're going to have a time. Coach Dave McGinnis of Titans Radio going to break it down in great detail at 11:20. We've got Evan Washburn as well, who will be on the sidelines for CBS, who has the broadcast for the game. 615-737-1045. That's how you can jump in if you would like. 615-737-1045. That's the number. What's your confidence level right now that your team is going to be able to handle business at Nissan Stadium tomorrow? It's the question all of us have been asking basically since we found out the opponent that the Tennessee Titans will host at Nissan Stadium. Cincinnati Bengals coming to town, trying to take over or advance to either Kansas City or Buffalo based on how the rest of the games this weekend go. We're going to talk about the rest of the games as well, but obviously we need to start with this one, and this will be the primary focus throughout the course of the day. But I was thinking about this last night while I was getting ready for the primetime show. And for all the different ways that we've talked about it, for all the different ways that we've analyzed the matchup, broken down Joe Burrow, kind of taken a look at what's brought him to this point, dissected and diagnosed how he will try and attack this Titans defense and what the Titans defense can do to hold him off. And of course, we've talked about Derrick Henry. Today's the day. At 3 p.m. Central Time, the Tennessee Titans have to have their transaction submitted to the league, one of which would be to activate Derrick Henry off injured reserve. Has to be done by 3 p.m. today for the league, and then they will be able to announce that transaction officially. In fact, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network was discussing that earlier today on live television. This was Rap Sheet breaking down the details of Derrick Henry's now inevitable return.
You know, we've been talking about Derrick Henry for, I don't know, the last 3 weeks, it seems. His return, coming back for the playoffs, the fact that he's fully healthy 11 weeks after surgery to repair the fifth metatarsal broken bone in his foot. It's just amazing that he actually hasn't even been activated yet from injured reserve. That is expected to happen today. So for the Tennessee Titans, who have been preparing for Derrick Henry's return, who have been waiting for it, who have been trying to get the number one seed, to get that bye and maybe get a little more rest, it is all going to happen today. Got through the week of practice with no setbacks at all. It is all but officially official. Expect that today, a major, major boost for the Titans heading into the playoffs.
That's Rap Sheet on NFL Network this morning talking about Derrick Henry's now inevitable return. So at 3 p.m. today, right when 3HL starts, you'll be able to officially say that Derrick Henry is back and ready to rock. So with all of that, we'll keep you updated throughout the course of today. Of course, no practice for the Titans today, no Mike Vrabel meeting with the media. He said yesterday that they did not rule a single player out for this game. All Titans players who are on the 53-man roster are eligible and able at this point, with the one exception being Tyre Tart, the nose tackle, questionable with an ankle injury that he's been trying to work his way back from. At this point, everybody's as close to full go as humanly possible. It's a great position to be in. And so I was thinking about this for all the different ways that we've broken this down, right? And all the implications that this game and this postseason, however long it lasts, all the implications that this particular game and this potential of a playoff run, what it has not just for their franchise and for their season, but for the city of Nashville, for all of the people who have talked about, well, the Titans aren't talked about enough on, when you turn on SportsCenter, First Take right now, they're debating the Rams at the Buccaneers. I'm looking at the NFL Network as well. NFL Network is currently talking about the Rams and the Bucs at this very moment. So there's a bunch of different places where Titans fans are looking for coverage of their team, the number one seed in the AFC. And At least if you're looking at, you're seeking it out on national platforms, you're not finding it. Of course, we're going to talk about it here. But, you know, I understand why you want to turn on the television in the morning or you want to go watch highlights at night and you want to see your football team talked about on TV. I completely understand the emotions of that. But here's what you do. You win the football game. You win the football game. You win this football game, they have no choice but to talk about you. You beat the team whose quarterback, and you'll hear from Kyle Brandt of the NFL Network, because I thought he had a very well-done rant this morning on Good Morning Football. I thought he laid out some pretty great points about what the Titans are and what the Bengals are and why one side is being discussed at far greater length. With all that being said, you know, this is the opportunity for the Titans to make the kind of impact like the Nashville Predators did back in 2017, right? Where there's Preds fans. There were Preds fans before 2017. There's Preds fans after 2017. But during the course of that season, when they did things like sweep the Chicago Blackhawks in the first round of their postseason series, and then ultimately end up advancing to the Stanley Cup and taking the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-6 games, ultimately losing, but still, you created an energy, a hype, a fear of missing out, right? What's the acronym? FOMO. Fear of missing out about not being a part of the Preds watch parties downtown or trying to get into one of these games or seeing what an event it was to see who was going to sing the anthem on every given night, right? That became a legitimate thing that brought more people to the Nashville Predators than were previously paying attention to. Titans have the exact same opportunity to do that. Because Nashville's kind of in a weird spot, right? You've had this NFL franchise for 20-plus years. And with the kind of highs that you started with, going to a Super Bowl in those first couple of seasons, losing in as heartbreaking a fashion as Steve McNair and Kevin Dyson and that whole group, Jeff Fisher, did, then having, you know, years of relevancy, years where you were the number one seed in the AFC, and a couple of different opportunities to make waves, but you really never reached again that same height. Julio Jones and Taylor Lewan were talking about this yesterday. You know, Julio said this is the second time in his career, and he's been in the league for a decade, that he's been the top seed in his conference, that he's had the first round bye. And Julio is an anomaly even in that. There's plenty of dudes. Nate Davis is, Taylor Lewan called him the most spoiled player on this roster because he's been to the postseason 3 straight years, and that doesn't really happen in the NFL. So the question that I want to ask you is this, because the Titans have a legitimate opportunity tomorrow and then potentially in the AFC Championship game, and should they advance to the Super Bowl, there would be one of two teams left to talk about. You'll have no choice. How did you become a Titans fan? I think that's pretty interesting. Because for all the transplants moving into Nashville, everybody who came here, who wants to be a part of your city and wants to live here and take advantage of all the great things that Nashville has to offer, everybody else came in with a football team. You have the opportunity to change their fandom over or at least make them want to be a part of what you've got going on the east bank of the Cumberland River on Saturday. 615-737-1045. That's the number that you dial, 615-737-1045. We're going to talk about that coming up next, and we'll get into it. You'll hear from Kyle Brandt of the NFL Network, who had just, an Emmy-worthy rant about the Tennessee Titans and the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll play that for you coming up next, live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill. If you're driving around today, you're coming in town, come hang out, have lunch, get your pregame started. They've got fantastic cocktails, incredible hot chicken, as you know, and as I know, I found out very, very quickly yesterday on the air. Scoreboard Bar and Grill will be here until 1 o'clock. I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone. Lucas, what are we listening to?
I Believe That We Will Win by Pitbull.
Pitbull?
Yes.
Why are you playing Pitbull at 10:19 a.m. on a Friday? What are you doing?
This is suggested to us by Kirby Allen Kirby. He texted me last night around 9 p.m. Central Time saying, I found it. I found the song that Henry needs to come out to.
Kirby Allen Kirby said, Eureka, I found it. It's a bald Cubano hanging out saying, I believe that we will win. Derrick Henry's intro music should be Pitbull, Mr. Yep. Worldwide.
And I, you know what? I couldn't agree more.
Oh, no. Kirby's over here talking smack to me because I love Taylor Swift. I said he should come out to Taylor Swift feeling 22. And Kirby immediately shamed me and threatened to take whatever version of a man card I still have left.
Jokes, I think, on Kirby, because
I don't have any. But instead, he comes back with Pitbull. Shameful.
Imagine the mass confusion when he comes out to 22 by Taylor Swift.
Hey, you want to get in the Bengals' heads? You play some T-Swift, baby.
Well, there'll be confusion for about 30 seconds, and then 60,000 people would be rocking to it.
60,000 people are going to be rocking to whatever's happened at Nissan Stadium on Saturday. And here's the thing, all right, because I've asked you how did you become a Titans fan? Because I think that's a pretty interesting question to talk about today, especially given the fact that you're going to have the opportunity to bring so many new people into what's going on at Nissan Stadium. So many new people who are going to be attracted to, you know, even though you're the 3:30, you got dumped into the worst television slot possible of the four games in the Elite Eight that are going to be played this week, and they said, get Bengals and Titans the hell out of my life. Put them on 3:30 at CBS. It's the first game. We can move on to the bigger and the badder franchises. We got the Niners, we got the Packers, we got the Chiefs, the Bills, the Rams. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, get this Titans-Bengals game out of my way. And, you know, I'm thinking about this, and we've had so many discussions about why people aren't talking about them and why you want to get people talking about the Titans and how capitalizing off the momentum that a win would bring can bring more people to become Titans fans in a way that you legitimately accomplish growing your fan base so that you force people to talk about you. And I was thinking about this, and I had Good Morning Football on the NFL Network before I came into work. Here at Scoreboard Bar and Grill, by the way, where you should come for lunch and pregame, and all the festivities to get you hyped up before the Titans pep rally tonight at 6th and Peabody. Lucas, you going to that? You're not going to that. You got basketball.
I'll be on the air with Big Ron Slay at Independence High School.
Very nice. I will be at the pep rally as well. I know a lot of people are going to be out there at 6th and Peabody, so I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of Titans fans at Scoreboard first and 6th and Peabody afterwards. But I'm thinking about this. I'm like, man, I'm the worst possible person for this job because I'm not a great, like, hype man on game day. Ron Slay, I can't touch him. I can't touch Slay's ability to bring people up to his level, and few people can reach the level of Ron Slay. And so I'm thinking about this in my head. I'm like, you know, we need to find a way to really, really bring the juice to the table today. I'm like, I don't know if I'm physically capable of doing that. I'm not the best person equipped to do this. And all of a sudden, I look up at my television, and Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football on the NFL Network is losing his mind. And so I said to myself, and I said to Lucas, I said, we need to outsource the hype today because I'm not going to do it enough justice. We need to outsource the hype to Kyle Brandt of the NFL Network to get Titans fans going, to tell them why they are in the best possible position of any team in the AFC to be able to capitalize, particularly against the Cincinnati Bengals. This was Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football.
I have bad news.
Uh-oh.
What's up? I have to change my whole plan. I was going to come out here and hoot and holler about the Titans, but I don't know if you saw this. They just forfeited. They forfeited the game. They just figured, why bother? Why should we even bother? The Bengals are unstoppable. So breaking news, Cincinnati just got the NFL's very first second round bye. It's happening. At least that's what it feels like. I saw a real headline this week, not making this up, it's a real headline, on ESPN that asked aloud, are the Titans the NFL's worst one seed since 1983? No, is that the worst question ever? Because I've seen a one seed Aaron Rodgers lose in the divisional after an MVP season. I've seen one seed Tom Brady do the same after an MVP season. MVP Lamar Jackson went one and done two because he ran into who? He ran into these Titans. They are not the worst one seed. Here's the deal. They're not the worst one seed. They're the worst TV. Make no mistake. This is not the no one believes in them thing. It's that no one cares about you. You're not worth believing in. That's the thought. There is more interest in what glasses Joe Burrow will wear after this game than what Ryan Tannehill will do during the game.
Stop.
They don't care.
Stop.
They don't care what I'm saying right now because I'm talking about the Titans. The whole audience has changed the channel. No one is watching. Titans talk, click. Circle back in a couple of minutes, maybe look back to Mahomes. Mahomes, by the way, was terrible against the Titans. Here's your rep across the country for the Titans. Outside of your locker room, you're tired. The Bengals are wired. They're fresh and new and cool. You're not. How can I put this? You're Zoolander. The Bengals are Hansel. You're Woody. The Bengals are Buzz. You're Macaulay. The Bengals are Kieran. Look into my own home, my own flesh and blood. 8-year-old Calvin Brandt headed to school today. The boy owns many jerseys. Guys playing this weekend. He's got a Mahomes, Brady. He's got a Derrick Henry. Would you like to see how the lad dressed for school today? He dressed like this. He has worn that thing 3 days this week. We're going to get a letter from the school soon. He has to change clothes because of Joe Burrow. Oh, and the TV gods, the execs, they want the Titans out so bad. We can't have the Titans in the 2021 Titans in the title game. We got to get this rootin' tootin' Bengals team to the big game. They did you on Saturday. They did you the Saturday afternoon time slot. Understand, this is the NFL version of March Madness kicking games from CBS down to True TV. Tennessee, you are the lead-in for Lizard Lick towing like a scrappy mid-major 14 seed. And you're a 1 seed. And you should be. And I've heard it. Let's get into it. The Titans lost to the Jets. The Titans lost to the Texans. Do you really want to play that game? Because you know who the Bills lost to? The Titans. You know who the Chiefs lost to? The Titans. Did those games not happen? I'm asking. Did we not watch them? Because it's come to this, incredibly. The world literally does not remember the Titans. They don't remember. And you know the worst part? Here's the best. Even if you do win, Tennessee, you're a dead team walking. I don't know if you've heard, but the de facto title game goes down in Kansas City on Sunday. If you are blessed, if you are privileged enough to play the Bills or Chiefs next week in your own stadium, just do them a solid and run scout team as the NFC champ to give them a look. Just have Tannehill put on a Rodgers jersey and a greasy wig and get them ready for the Super Bowl, because that's as close as you're going to get to it, right? That's not what I see. I see the Bengals are younger, the Bengals are cooler, the Titans are better. And I think that still matters. It's pretty cool that Zach Taylor brings the game ball to the local bar. Mike Vrabel's guys are going to bring it to the local end zone tomorrow 5 times. Who day? He day. I remember the Titans. I pick the Titans, and I pick them big. 38-20, Tennessee wins. Ba, ba, ba.
My dad came
in. The trail of the king.
My dad, you don't think it's going to be close.
They're younger and cooler. The Titans are better.
That's the take, Adams.
Hard to argue. They're a great team. Nobody remembers the Titans.
Are they the worst one seed since 1983? Is that the stupidest question I've ever heard?
I think I'm starting to feel it, AB.
Let's do it. Come on, Mike. Do you feel that? Do you feel it? Mm-hmm.
Tannehill
and AJ and Julio and Derek. They're the one seed and they're crapped on. I don't get it. They're going to win. Let's go, Mike. Get it with me, Mike. Uh-huh. Let's pack a lipper, Mike. Mm-hmm.
That's Kyle Brandt of the NFL Network losing his mind on national television this morning. We got people in the YouTube chat saying, I'm pounding my chest right now. See, I told you Kyle Brandt would do it better than me. I can't reach that level. I can't, but we're going to get you there. 615-737-1045. And by the way, that's exactly how you should feel. You got to be out of your mind. I had a bunch of Colts fans in my mentions this weekend for whatever reason. I don't know. They're bored. They're rage tweeting from the couch. And I had somebody send me a tweet today that look at the Titans fans with this little man syndrome, little brother in the AFC South. While the Colts are sitting at home after being choking dogs in Jacksonville, blowing their chance at a postseason, you've got somebody a bunch of people in Indianapolis lobbing shots at you like you haven't just run roughshod over the entire conference. As Kyle said, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Rams on Sunday Night Football. We had Jarrell Casey on this show earlier in the week, and Jarrell laughed out loud when I said, yeah, you were on the sidelines when the Titans kicked their ass. You got to be kidding me. This dismissiveness that the team, the professional football team here in Nashville has talked about is inexplicable to me. But you know what cures that? A win. And people are picking you to win big. Maybe you don't like that. Maybe you prefer to stay as the underdog. But I think it's pretty interesting to see how many different kind of people are rallying around you right now. 615-737-1045. 104.5. That's the number. We got Woody in Murfreesboro to start us off on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning, Woody.
Good morning, man. Really appreciate your show. Really enjoyable to listen to. In between running service calls out here in Murfreesboro and Laverne area.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, so I was not a sports fan of any sort until the Titans came to Tennessee, especially the first season they were in their stadium. And I've watched every snap the entire season, and I've been hooked on them ever since. And I've still got a hole in my heart from coming up a yard short of forcing overtime in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's they had a, I mean, the scene from those early teams and just how much that resonated, what kind of ride that was, how many people they hooked early on with that, and really even going back to 2019, that's, you know, with all the different things that people have had to work their way through and, you know, the situation with COVID and live sports and how the Titans hosted a home playoff game for the first time in nearly two decades, but there was, 14,000 people in the stands to see it. You know, we're not going to relitigate any of that stuff, but like there were different reasons why it felt like the Titans this year, despite where we looked at them locally and said, okay, it's as good as they've ever been. It's as well equipped as they've ever been to legitimately compete for a Super Bowl. There is no disputing this. And it was something that Corey Curtis of WKRN News 2 brought up on the podcast that we did yesterday. Me, Teresa Walker of the AP, and Corey, we did a 615 Sessions podcast. And Corey was talking about, think about just the kind of things that, for example, rule changes that were put into place because the NFL had to go to pandemic rules, right? The IR rule should be forever changed because now you have star players like Derrick Henry getting ready to come back for the playoffs, where Julio Jones and A.J. Brown and Derrick and Bud Dupree, I mean, you look across the league, J.J. Watt, different kinds of star players who in other years, pre-pandemic, would have been shut down, done for the year, IR, it's over. And now you're getting them back at the most important time. The league, while they had their hand forced to do it, has stumbled into one of the best decisions that they've had to make, which is that you can bring these guys back off of injured reserve, and you can keep people more attracted to the star power that you have on your roster. And here's the thing about the Tennessee Titans. You've been competitive with not a lot of star power. You've found ways to win football games in previous seasons, in previous years, where, say, the best guy on your roster is CJ2K. Not bad, but not enough. You're walking into this, I mean, it's going to be a knife fight, kids, with Julio Jones, a bona fide Hall of Fame wide receiver. Even if he hasn't been quite up to that standard this season, watch that tape back in the games that he's played and as recently as Houston in Week 18 and tell me Julio Jones can't still ball. A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, and Derrick Henry fresh in ways that he probably has not been at any point in a season, in the middle of a season, in any other time in his career. And that's just the offense. The defense may be the better unit. This is as well equipped as this football team has been to make a legitimate push and bring more people into what it is to enjoy Tennessee Titans football and to kind of recreate that feeling that people are describing about what first attracted, like Woody in Murfreesboro, what first attracted Woody to being a Titans fan. 615-737-1045. We got Donnie. He's at the airport. He wants to chime in. What's up, Donnie?
I was just listening to your show here. I got to get on a plane, but okay. I was listening. Y'all were talking about intro music for Derrick Henry.
Yes, sir.
And I feel like there's never been intro music better than Elvis's 2001 Space Odyssey.
Wow. That's a throwback. Okay. Safe travels, Donnie. We appreciate the call from the airport. Man's getting ready to get on a plane. He's got to get the Derrick Henry song taken. I respect it. Lucas, you taking playlist requests for Derrick Henry intro music again today? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Do you have the 2001 Space Odyssey theme song?
I'll track it.
By who, Kirby?
I'll track it down.
Kirby's got it. He's got it figured out. We'll get Kirby out and Kirby to get on the mic later on. We got Al. He's in New Jersey. Well, actually, before we go to Al, let me go to Chris in Brentwood. My bad, Al. Let me go to Chris in Brentwood first, and then we'll come to Al in New Jersey right after. What's up, Chris?
Hey, longtime listener. Love you guys. I start at 6 a.m. I go till 6 p.m. And I'm a longtime Titans Oilers fan. I actually born and raised in Houston. I was there for Pastorini when he was quarterback, Warren Moon. How many times did Bum Phillips, everyone kick that door down? And actually moved to Nashville in 99, so I'm kind of trolling the Titans. I'm a PSL Titans owner, PSL ticket holder. And I just want to say, we will not get respect until we win. It's been that way all our entire lives. So we're going to do it this year. We're going to get that respect. And then we'll start getting some national attention. But all my friends and family down in Texas that are Texans fans, they're actually pulling for us, because once Dallas lost, they thought this is great because we all hate Dallas. And they're all pulling for us. They hate Cincinnati, and they want us to bring it home. So believe it or not, we're getting support from Texas as well, because there's a lot of Oilers fans there that have become Titans, Texans fans. So I'm ready to go, and I'm a long time. I'm going to be there in Section 209, and I'm ready to hit it.
We love to hear it, Chris. I hope you stay warm out there. Thanks so much for the call. There's a lot of people that feel that way, right? And, you know, especially, isn't that the way that you want it, though? Like, for all the, you don't want people to just give you what you're asking for. You don't want people to just respect you because you've complained about it loudly enough on social media. No, you got to show them something. Now, maybe you think that your team's resume is enough to show them something. You think that 12-5, and rightfully so, you think that the top seed in the AFC, victories over the Los Angeles Rams, sweeping the Indianapolis Colts, beating the holy hell out of the Kansas City Chiefs, and stopping Josh Allen on a 4th-and-1 sneak against the Buffalo Bills at home in front of an incredibly loud crowd right after Derrick Henry breaks off a 60-yard touchdown run. Maybe you think that's enough, but this is a whole different season. It's an entirely different ballgame, no pun intended. And for you to have that, and Kirby knows that there was a pun intended. He just shot me a look over his shoulder like you wouldn't believe. But you know what I mean. They had that slogan. I think it was it wasn't bad marketing in 2019, right? I think the slogan was take everything. Well, if you want this respect that you're so, you know, often clamoring for, so frequently calling about, so often tweeting about, then go out and kick the Bengals' ass. 615-737-1045. We got Al in New Jersey up next. What's up, Al?
Hey, good morning, Buck. Hey, real quick, I'm an IU alum, too. I'm going to tell you about the field when I call.
Oh, baby, we love to see it because they got a win over Purdue last night. Makes me happy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, I don't remember the movie, but the song is Here Comes the Boom. You remember that? When my man, he was a teacher, and he came into an MMA wrestler.
Hey, my bad, Al. Your phone line's terrible. Lucas had to cut it. I couldn't hear a word you were saying other than you were an IU alum. So I love you for that, but I couldn't quite make it through there. We got Alex and Dixon up next on 104.5 The Zone. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Hope you guys are doing well. about becoming a Titans fan, my grandparents have had.
Oh, his phone's terrible too, Lucas. What's happening back there? Surely this isn't on us.
This is not my doing.
You sure? All right, one more time. Alex in Nashville instead of Dixon. Sorry, Alex and Dixon. We got Alex in Nashville. Hopefully the phone line's better.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Buck? Appreciate you getting talking out and getting everybody fired up for this game, and this is awesome. As far as the media respect and all that, who cares? Go take care of business, beat the brakes off the Bengals, and get focused for the AFC Championship game. It's awesome to see this town rally around it. I remember being 9 and 10 years old, going around my neighborhood with my friends, taking down all the vote no for NFL signs, because that was before the Titans came and they had to pass a vote to, you know, take the taxpayer money for the stadium. Yeah. So we were ripping signs out, throwing them, and so to go from that to where we are now and see everybody fired up and pep rallies going on tonight is awesome. So let's get this dub, beat the Bengals, send them packing, and tighten up, baby.
Thanks for the call, Alex. I appreciate it. 615-737-1045. Imagine existing in a time where people had up in their yard signs that said vote no to NFL. Are you nuts? I mean, I know, you know, revisionist history is what it is, but I can't even fathom what that looks like, that people wouldn't want a NFL team in their city. And I understand, you know, taxpayers and stadiums, and you don't want to give the billionaires more money to pay for a stadium that they could probably afford pretty handily themselves. I understand the principle of it. But the NFL, more than any other sport, stadium costs are different, and I'm not here to, you know, there will be plenty of summertime for us to talk about Nissan Stadium and what needs to be done about it if bigger events are going to be hosted there, things of that nature. Like, we got time to talk about that stuff. But what professional football, more than any other sport, as far as I'm concerned, brings to a city and to a community because of the sustainability of the NFL, because it has by far and away overtaken baseball as America's pastime, America's favorite sport. No, this is the thing that everybody wants a piece of. And you got one right down Lower Broadway. We'll take more of your calls coming up next and get into this matchup in more detail. Don't forget, Coach Dave McGinnis is going to join us at 11:20 of Titans Radio. We'll do some X's and O's talk with Coach Mack. We got Evan Washburn, who will be on the sidelines for CBS to talk about the Bengals and the Titans as well. I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone. Oh, no. Meatloaf passed away today. I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. Kirby Allen Kirby's out over here telling me stories during the commercial break about him smoking cigarettes on the high school school bus. Kirby's still here, and we lose Meatloaf. 615-737-1045. That's the number. That's how you can jump in on the conversation. 615-737-1045. Lucas Panzeca is back in the studio. Man in the controls. We're taking your phone calls. Ahead of this Titans and Bengals game, live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill. You got to get out here this weekend. They're going to have the Titans game on at 3:30 Central Time. They're going to have the Packers game on after that. Your place for football this weekend. They've got fantastic live music. They've got all kinds of great food and cocktails that you have to check out. Scoreboard Bar and Grill, the place that we are broadcasting live until 1 today, and the place where you should hang out if you aren't going to be able to attend in person the Titans and Bengals game at Nissan Stadium. We do want to let's get some more phone calls in, Lucas, before we make fun of Penny Hardaway, because we do have to do that at some point today. Let's go to Alex in Dixon is back with a better phone line, I hear. So why don't we give Alex a second try? Lucas is not a big second chance giver, though, Alex. Let's see how this goes. What's up?
Well, hey, I appreciate it. About being a Titans fan. I just want to say my grandparents, they've had season tickets since they came to Nashville, and I was born the year the Titans came to Tennessee, so I was kind of just thrust into becoming a Titans fan. But I just remember growing up and being at games where they didn't count because the Titans stunk pretty much my whole life, yeah. And my buddy and I are going to our first playoff game this weekend. So, you know, I remember a game where we were playing Jacksonville at the end of the year, and it was so cold that it would spit snow and then turn to cold rain and then back to snow. So sitting through moments like that kind of make this weekend that much more sweet. So tighten up.
I appreciate the call, Alex. 615-737-1045. That's the thing about it, right? Like, it's not like they just got good all of a sudden. I mean, it's felt like they've been legitimate contenders all 4 years that Mike Vrabel was here. In 2017, Mike Mularkey's last season, it felt like it kind of caught some teams by surprise. You got DeMarco Murray, Marcus Mariota's having a solid season. You get in the playoffs, Marcus has the touchdown pass to himself, and you upset in Kansas City the Chiefs. But it's been kind of a slow burn to get to that point. I mean, it's been a while since Jake Locker. It's been a while since Ryan Fitzpatrick and Vince Young and all the different bad eras of Titans football that there has been for you to get to this point. So for all the moments like that and then suffering in the snow and the cold in that Jacksonville game, I think it was either New Year's Eve or like Christmas Eve that game. I'm pretty sure Blake Bortles was the quarterback. I think it was the year that the Jags went to the AFC title game, which is crazy to think about. One of the few years that they haven't had double-digit losses on their season. But you, as a Titans fan, you've earned this just as much as they have. I mean, listen, you're not the one out there on the football field. We all understand that. But there have been people who have supported them through those bad times to see it kind of culminate with opportunities like these. But it's not done until you take advantage of the opportunities that are in front of you. That's exactly what they're tasked with doing. We got Missy in Brentwood, who's up next on 104.5 The Zone. Hello, Missy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for the call.
I just wanted to say what made me a Titans fan is about 14 years ago. I was a single mother of two kids going through a very emotional and hard time. And I had a friend say, well, let's get away from life and let me take you to a Titans game. And ever since then, it's been my my getaway. I have something to cheer about in life and have fun.
That's so cool, Missy. I appreciate the call. Listen, sports is a legitimate escape for people. And so, you know, I can't completely understand the situation because I haven't gone through that myself personally, but it's easy to understand how somebody could find that kind of release, that kind of escape in a moment like a sports team. Even if the sports team isn't great at the time, when you need that, if they give you those moments, it can give you a little bit of relief from whatever you're going through on your day-to-day life. That's one of the beautiful parts about sports. It removes you. And for a moment, even as difficult a societal climate as we live in now, it can completely erase those lines that divide so many people and bring you together to root for Derrick Henry to rattle off a 60-yard touchdown, or for A.J. Brown to catch, you know, his how many receptions on third down against the San Francisco 49ers? I think it was 8 on third down. Outrageous. Like, those kind of things can bring people together in moments where there's not a lot of things like that at this point in time. 615-737-1045. We're live out here at Scoreboard Bar and Grill, the place that you should stop by for lunch today and maybe get your pregame started a little early with some of their fantastic cocktails that they have out here at Scoreboard. Lucas, when do you want to make fun of Penny Hardaway? Because we do have to do that at some point, even though it is a football Friday.
There's never a bad time to do that. Let's do it now.
Okay, you want to do it now? Do you want to set the scene for exactly what happened to Penny? Because his team is currently on a 3-game losing streak at this point. Penny has a 4-game losing streak on his record already this season, and his roster has gone through some things, understandably, and let us be clear, we're not being critical of the team and the kids who are doing the losing in streaks right now, but of the coach who got in front of the media in Memphis yesterday and had a bit of an outburst. Lucas, why don't you let people hear from Penny Hardaway?
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of up sometimes when it comes to me, we don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid questions about if I feel like I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to do. I'm coaching really hard. My boys are playing really hard. I'm not embarrassed about nothing. We have 4 freshmen starting. Y'all need to act like it. Act like we got 17, 18, 19-year-olds out here trying to learn how to play against 22, 23, and 24-year-old guys. Come on, man. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I work too hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
That's a college head coach.
So that's going well.
That's going swimmingly. Oh, Penny. You don't have your roster right now? Imagine Mike Vrabel getting up in front of Titan Media after dressing 91 different players. I work too hard. I've had 91 different players on my roster. Don't write any more mean articles about the Titans losing to the Jets. I work too hard for this. Can you imagine? Oh, I'm sorry, Penny. Are you just now finding out what it is to be a coach? No, not everything is AAU basketball, bud. That concludes today's segment of Perry and Penny Hardaway in college basketball coverage. When we come back, we're going to get into the conversation about the rest of the AFC or the rest of the divisional round games and dive into the Titans and Bengals matchup with Coach Dave McGinnis of Titans Radio. That's coming up next. I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone.